Resh Tesvav. So that's Perek Hey. Ayin Tvila Atzim Hu Akriya B'Shem Hashem. Vayikro B'Shem Hashem. Targumoy V'Tzoli B'Shmod Hashem. Parshat Lech Lecha on Rishon. So Avraham Avinu was Kari B'Shem Hashem. So we know what the words mean. What does that mean? The Rosh was Kari B'Shem Hashem. But the Targum translates it. Mitzali he davened B'Shmod Hashem. So we can work backwards, and we're davening. We're doing some form of this process of Kriya B'Shem Hashem. Chol bracha bracha on Kari B'Shem Hashem. Loimer ki hamakor lebirchas Hashanim lefuas Karlim lebinyan Shalayim ladas lesliko who ach merak Shem Hashem. Birchas Karlim Namar v'samo Shmuel b'nei Yisrael. So I think when he says, you know, they have a Kriya B'Shem Hashem or Haskar Hashem Hashem, just a piece in the Siva Shalom, he says that Haskir HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, it's not appropriate to refer to it as Ikar. The Bresham is Mechai B'Zechet Tehit Mitzrayim doesn't mean, you know, reminiscing. Let's sit and reminisce about the good old days. It means in some way it's impacting me right now. So when I'm master Shem Hashem in the person, I mean, in some way, I'm actually connecting this person to the Shem Hashem. Rashi Shapiro says that the idea of a shame of an item is finding the essence of the item. It's the words which, truly, Lashon HaKodesh, the shame is that which describes the essence of it in Shemayim, which is expressed in this world in the way it's expressed in this world. So the shame is the etzem mahus of the being of that which is there. So if the bria is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and as much as we can say the etzem, the shame of Kodesh Baruch Hu was the etzem mahus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We, when we find our place in the expression of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the bria, then we have a right to exist, then we have a purpose, and we have a function. So now we can, from that vantage point, we can discuss the things that we need to function. We can talk about the refuah and the parnasa and the das and the slicha, etc., that we need to function. But if we don't find a makom where we fit, so what's the relevant to discuss refu, etc. Mehekatesi, that you're supposed to be here, that we can discuss the next step. Like, that's the next step. So as much as I mean, master shem hashem on the person, I mean kar b'shem hashem on the person, means I'm applying Kodesh Baruch Hu's name to, I'm making him, as it were, an expression of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, Ma'al Chalon Askar Shem Hashem. So how do you master Shem Hashem? Matzina Shlo Hizkim Asher Shmoy Shlo Kodesh Baruch Hu Elachar Chavtal Adibur. So Moshe Rabbeinu did not say Hashem's name until after so many words. Mi Lomad Mi Malach Yesharis Shem Malach Yesharis Maskir Mas Hashem Elachar Gimel Kedushas Shenemar Mekor Zel Zev Yomar Kedush 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 Hashem Tzavokas. Okay. Amar Moshe Dai Sheyep Bepachus Mishiva Kimalach Yesharis. So I'm 1/7 of that. So I need 21 words before I can say the Shem Hashem. Okay. He points them at Kilos as you know, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Yeshin Chaval of Tevis. Ein Dabak Hashem Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Bashar. There's nobody who was connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu like as much as Moshe. Who Mother Ben Avshay. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able to calculate. So Askar Hashem Hashem who Zokuk Lachana Pishema Ki Malach Yesharis. That I should express a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. I need 7 times times more processing than a malach. Malach Yisharas Atzim Gamkein Tzichim Achana Laskarish Hashem. Hachana Shalizbanus Bechol Shloishis Yoni Akedusha. Okay. Fine. Einoid Kli Mole, Kimosh Rabbeinu, Malach Yisharas, we said before that the Kli Mole is Machzik. And that all the sorts of Bracha and Hashpoah, etc., is totally in the concept of the Kli Mole. These Kalim Malayim, Modu Atzim, or Hagishu, Shalagabi, Askar, Hashem, Aleim, Hismalo, is Oidi Yotzer. They need more processing to be Roy, to be Master Hashem Hashem. Somewhere along the line, you sort of like feel like you know, why do we try, right? The Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malach Yisharas. So the Malach Yisharas need three words, not just three words. The Kadosh, that the Moshe, like we say in the Targum, the Moshe is Kadosh in the Shemayim and the Oritz forever. And then, from that vantage point of understanding the Kadosh of Kadosh Baruch Hu, then I can be Malach Hashem Hashem. I can express Kadosh Baruch Hu's name with some level of understanding to it. Some level of connecting to it. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I need to create that thought process with more conversation." Right? So Sally Reingold needs like 4 million words before he says Shem Hashem. Right? We need to turn him out to his bainanus, you know, preparation and contemplation and awareness, and then from that vantage point, I can say, "Oh, now I talk. I have some shaykh to the Shem Hashem."
Are you here?
I would just give you so this fellow goes up to the astronaut goes up to the outer space. He looks down, but there's no atmosphere, and he can see all the galaxies. And he sees the Earth, and he reads, you know, the cosmonaut, you know, said, "I don't see any God." And the first astronaut said, he read the first chapter of Genesis. From that vantage point, you see a world which we have no way to see. Now he sees all of the universe, all of the galaxies. He sees billions of stars. The Rosh Hashanah is greater than that. So that's like a glimpse into Shem Hashem. What it means, the Shem Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to go up to the outer space to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He had that clarity of the awareness of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu's being and presence meant to us. That it's, you know, these numbers of light years which the words don't mean anything to us. A light year doesn't mean anything to us. So this is a light year. Right. So we're talking about, you know, the tens of light years, hundreds of light years, thousands of light years, millions of light years. The words don't make any sense to us. And that's nothing compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then I'm getting up and saying, you know, we're tight, you know. Like, yeah, Shem Hashem. Like, the words don't make any sense. So that was the chana that he's referring to, that to be able to be master Shem Hashem, which means to have some way, some level of connecting to the expression of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. You need a lot of thought to be able to do that. That's his point.